Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Let's listen to this report here real quick.
The big jobs report, and the prophecy came true. Jobs light, 12,000 in non-farm payroll. That is the lightest going back to December of 2020.
So not the best jobs report in the world that we just got there from CNBC and their jobs report. What does that mean as we are 24 hours away less of Election Day being upon us? Let's talk to the man who's been guiding us through the whole thing the whole time. Steve Moore with us once again, distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, as well as Trump economic advisor. His new book out, you can still get it right now, The Trump Economic Miracle. Steve, welcome back to the show. Crazy, crazy 48 hours in front of us right now. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, is it over yet?
I'm just waiting for it.
I think we all just want to see this over. And by the way, I really hope that, you know, we get a decisive winner on election night. I don't want to see this go on for 3 or 4 or 5 days or weeks. You know, that's, I think we just want to see who wins. I feel pretty good about Trump winning, but, you know, anything can happen on election day. But one thing that did happen that we know about is that on Friday we got the worst jobs report in 3 years, which certainly contradicts the media and the Kamala message that somehow the economy is on some kind of tear. It is not. Not only are people still feeling the aftershocks of the, you know, Biden inflation that drove prices up by now 20.6%, but also the job market has just come to a screeching halt. So that's not a good indicator. And it really came at a very inopportune time for Kamala Harris. You know, if you take out the government jobs, because as you know, we've talked about this month after month after month on your show, so many of the jobs being created are just government jobs, which really don't count. I mean, the government can always just, you know, put people to work, but we want people working in the private sector that are actually building things and creating things. And that number fell by, I think the number was about 30 to 40,000 people. We lost 100,000 jobs in manufacturing, construction, and business services. So, you know, the idea that somehow we have a economy that's rocking and rolling, I don't think too many people believe that. In fact, two out of three voters have been saying they think that the economy is, you know, fair or poor, not good or excellent.
We're speaking with Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation. He's a Trump economic advisor as well. I want to ask you what might sound like an elementary question, but I know that you understand the importance of discussing this. When you get a jobs report, if a job is a job is a job is a job, when you're highlighting taking out the government jobs, what's the difference between an administration creating government jobs and non-government jobs?
Well, you can only have a government job if there's someone in the private sector paying their salary, right? So you've got, or else, you know, the government massively borrowing, and we have a $2 trillion deficit. So why in the world, Annie, if you were running a company and you were losing a $2 million, you know, $2 million a year, would you go out on a big hiring spree? I mean, that's what our government has done at all levels. And you've got massive, not just at the federal level, but the state and local level have a lot of unfunded liabilities on their pensions, you know, so we don't want to see government employment growing. We want to see it shrinking, just like we don't want to see government spending growing. We want to see it shrinking. Now that this is in a recovery, a supposed recovery, we borrowed $2 trillion. Makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. The government spending is so out of control. Republicans have done it. Democrats have done it. We actually are hearing from Donald Trump, along with Elon Musk, suggest that there is some cutting that needs to be done. I would assume you would like to see a cut here and there. What do you think about the Trump administration's ability to actually, for the first time, act fiscally conservative and stop spending and reduce spending?
Well, we can. I'll just take the difference with one thing you said. We can cut here and there. I think we can cut everywhere. I mean, we have. Look, this is a government that's underwater right now. It's sinking in debt. And the current, if Kamala Harris wins, we'll see another $2 trillion in debt in 2025. You know, they've just turned on the spigots, and they think this is called modern monetary theory. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's a new dingbat idea the left came up with, that they can just spend as much as money as they want to, and they can just keep borrowing on the federal credit card. So I think it's a very dangerous situation. I think that Elon Musk is the absolute perfect person to go through this this budget with a microscope and find out where all the waste is. We know, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of waste. I mean, you could start with Trump coming in, and the first thing he could do is just eliminate the $350 billion they've allocated for the Green New Deal. Yeah. We don't need that. We can't afford it. We've got to get back to using it. You know, if we subsidize all the wind and solar power, we're going more into debt. If we just allow the private sector to drill for our oil and gas, we get royalties, we get tax revenues from that, it'll lower the deficit. So the energy strategy makes absolutely zero sense, as I can see, as an economist. I mean, why wouldn't we be using our resources that we have rather than, you know, relying on unreliable green energy?
We're speaking with Steve Moore, as an expert, a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, a Donald Trump economic advisor as well. You know Donald Trump. You've worked with him for years and years. I think that the economy is still going to be, if not the driving issue, it's definitely a top driving issue to get people to go to the polls and cast their vote if they haven't already. Do you believe that Donald Trump, being the bazillionaire that he is, do you think he understands what it's like to be in St. Louis, Missouri, and to not be able to afford bacon when you go to the store, and to not have to choose between what you're going to put in the cart? Does he know that Americans are dealing with that right now?
You know, it's so interesting, Annie, because I've been traveling a bit with Trump, and then I've been traveling, you know, a bit on my own doing, you know, surrogate events for him. And so I've been traveling all over the country. And what's so interesting is, you know, for example, this past weekend I was in Chicago. And so I traveled through some of the very, very wealthy suburbs of Chicago, and all I saw was Kamala, 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 yard signs all over the place. Then I went into the working class towns, the blue collar areas, Trump, 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 Trump.
Interesting.
So he relates to working class people. Kamala is the candidate of the rich and the elite. And so that is, you know, really borne out by the evidence. But both in 2016 and 2020, that's what happened as well. Trump lost in 2020 because he lost the poorest districts, and he lost the suburban, you know, the wealthier suburban districts around the country. So the answer to your question is yes, I think he feels the pain of middle class people. That's why they're attracted to him. He understands their problems. He wants to put America first. He wants to bring jobs and factories and companies back to the U.S. So I think he's the guy if you want to secure your financial future, both for our country and for your own, what I call the kitchen table issues. Right. And by the way, I wanted to mention, you know, that my book is number one now that I wrote with Arthur Laffer on Amazon. It's called The Trump Economic Miracle. And what we got, you know, that's the thing that's so interesting about this election. You don't have to listen to people like me. You don't have to listen to all these talking heads on TV about what might happen if Trump is elected. We know what's going to happen if Trump is elected because he already was president.
Yeah, yeah. Right? We can check the tape.
And we created the greatest economy, you know, at least since Reagan was in office. So, you know, it's not speculation. And by the way, we also know what will happen with Kamala. We don't know exactly, but she said, you know, she was the vice president. President Biden said she was integral in every decision they've made. And she said there's nothing that they've done that she would change. So you're going to get 4 more years of this. And, you know, if you're happy with that, then you probably should vote for 4 more years. I don't think many people are.
Yeah, many people are not. Yeah, you definitely aren't rolling the dice here. You know what you're getting with either of these candidates. Yes. One last question before we let you go. You mentioned being in Chicago. I know that you know Illinois very well. We have a bi-state audience here. I myself live in Illinois.
Yep.
If Donald Trump gets elected, I mean, I know what it's like to know about the red state stuff because Missouri has that pretty much in spades.
Yeah.
Does a president like Donald Trump, does the benefit of having that that national office be in Donald Trump's hands? Do even the blue states get to benefit a little bit from it?
Yeah, for sure. I would almost say especially the blue states. I mean, let me just give you one concrete example. Being from Chicago, my hometown, and I love Chicago, it's heartbreaking to see what's happening in that city. But one of the things Trump has said is, you know, we're going to let the education dollars follow the children and the families so they can choose the best schools. Now, I know St. Louis doesn't have the best, very good public schools, but Chicago is a disgrace.
Right.
So think about how many Black and Hispanic and low-income parents would now have opportunities. By the way, Kamala Harris is against that. She doesn't want to allow parents to send their kids to the best schools.
Yeah, and it's outrageous. It's like, how do you even?
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, Steve Moore, tomorrow's a big day. Thank you so much for helping guide us through this election. When we talk next week, hopefully we will have a result and we'll celebrate.
I'll be celebrating.
Yes.
If I'm not celebrating, I'm jumping off the building.
No, don't, Steve. No, we'll need you for the next one. Don't do that. Thank you for being with us.
Later.
We'll
Bye.
Talk to you again soon. Bye bye. Steve Moore is a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, Trump economic advisor as well. His book, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity, again, is available right now. If you want to understand more about how Donald Trump was successful with his economy, you can read about it. He wrote the book on it, literally. All right. I want to take a quick break here a little bit early. We've got a YouTube live chat poll for you to go vote in. And as I was looking, I peeked at the number of votes so far, and we are at 379 votes, and we are not halfway through the show yet. Yes, go to the polls. Vote. Get out there. Give Donald Trump the support that he needs in order to get back to the business of the people. Show up and vote. Bring somebody with you. Share the Annie Fry Show with folks if you want to have an extra voice on the issue with you. We'd be happy to do that. I'd be happy to talk to anybody about it. But you can also vote in a non-consequential poll, but a fun one. Are you a Trump voter? A repeat Trump voter? A first-time Trump voter? Not a Trump voter? Or you're not a voter at all? On the Annie Fry YouTube channel, come say hi. We'd love to meet you over there and leave your vote in that poll and join our family on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be back. Ryan Wiggins back in studio with Brad and myself in just a minute. Don't go away.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I can't wait for tomorrow to be here. I can't wait for tomorrow to be over. I can't wait for solutions. But have you found yourself thinking, like, right now we still don't know? So if it turns out being bad, at least, I mean, this is, to me, feels 100% what the phrase ignorance is bliss, what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, I don't have to be sad about anything. I can be anxious. I can be worried, but I don't have to know definitively that what I wanted to have happen didn't happen. So at least I've got that.
Yeah, it's like Christmas morning without the religious connotations. And half of the
it's
gifts...
It's just like when Jesus was born.
No, it's not like that at all. It's just like the gifts part, except half of the gifts are coal and half of them are things you want, and you have to pick your gifts. You don't know what you're getting.
Oh, man. I've been able to distract myself leading up to this with volleyball, with the state tournament being this weekend. I was out of town all weekend, so I didn't just get to sit and like stew about it at home. And every time the election would come up, I would just be like, I gotta distract myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it because I am the type of person. You guys know this about me. People who know me well know this about me. I'm the type of person that if something makes me uncomfortable or sad or just like some sort of negative emotion, I work to find an element about it that I can apply something to try to make something better about it. And I have one vote, which I have not cast yet. I'm going to vote tomorrow. Have you voted, Ryan?
No, tomorrow.
You have. Yes. Brad has voted. Ryan and I are voting on Election Day. Like, that's all I can do. And it's empowering. I get a little bit of a high going in and voting and being like, I did the thing. It's not the same. I mean, can you imagine doing that? Do you get that feeling when you vote? You feel, yeah, there's a sense of, like, a swelling of pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Can you imagine going and voting in Pennsylvania? Like, what that would feel like?
It might feel like even more of a relief than here.
Well, I feel like the application of going to cast your vote in Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or Michigan or what, you know, any of these like super razor thin states, I vote in Illinois. I'm trying to think of anything that I'm voting on that I don't assume is predetermined.
Yeah, you're not even in our areas that...
No.
You're kind of in packed areas.
No.
So I get to vote for some tight races. Yeah, Jake Heaven.
So Amy Ellick is my state representative. If you're in Amy Ellick's district, I think it's the 111th. Please support Amy Ellick. She's wonderful. She knows exactly how to represent people well. I have a Republican state rep. I have a Republican state senator in Erica Harris, who is also amazing. Erica Harris is wonderful, and you should support her. She is so good at representing the district that she is serving. But they literally, I'm not going to show you guys all the map because I'm not going to show you exactly where I live, but I've shown you guys the map of how they drew the state representative lines around my house to draw me out of Katie Stewart's district, to the point where the house that is literally across the street from me is Katie Stewart's district, and my house is not.
Yeah, it's clearly done on purpose.
And I spoke to the minority leader at the time when that happened, because I've been asked many times to run against Katie Stewart, and I'm not yet. and I.
Hopefully, you won't have to.
Well, no,
it'll be Jake Heaven.
Jake Heaven is running right now, but when they drew that map, The House Minority Leader goes, "You don't think that was an accident, do you?" I'm like, "Are you confirming that they found my house and did this on purpose?" And he's like, "Oh my gosh, yes." He's like, "They all, of course."
So it's not even conjecture.
No, he was almost true. Disappointed in me for even questioning it.
It's like, so ridiculous.
Yes. So the house, like, the if you looked at the district, it's like, I don't want to talk too much about it, but you could probably find the whereabouts of my house because there's just like this elbow of the district that is not including my home. But Jake Heaven, like, these are everyone's Trump, 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 Trump. Illinois, is Illinois going to go for Trump?
Yep.
No.
Oh.
Okay, Mondale. I'm voting for him, absolutely. And I think I'm very, very interested to see the 2016 Illinois Trump numbers, 2020 Trump numbers, and the 2024 Trump numbers in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
But if Trump loses the whole thing,
hey,
it's less interesting. But I'm very curious to see the trajectory, which you'd have to probably compare to the massive out-migration of the state because J.B. Pritzker stinks. I'm curious to see what Trump has been able to do in Illinois, which probably won't result in it being red on the map. And if it does, I'm not a drinker, but I'm going to be celebrating with something. I just want to see how that all materializes. In the 112th state representative district, which you are in, Ryan, that is a massive win for this Madison County area, which is right across the river from where we're sitting right now, for people to be able to show up. Like, if you're thinking in Illinois that you don't need to vote because Donald Trump's not going to win it, and that's probably all you know, and you're in Katie Stewart's district, you show up today or tomorrow. And I don't even care. Well, I do want you to vote for Trump. Vote for Trump. But vote for Jake Heaven. This guy, he is an actual, like, lifetime servant, and not in the politician way. This is his first foray into politics, really. He's law enforcement. He has been around the whole district. He understands exactly what the people want, as opposed to what the structure, the apparatus wants. You think about, like, swampy, even Republicans, people who have been there forever. He is a wonderful, wonderful selection to replace Katie Stewart so that the 112th Madison County areas actually have some real representation that fights for more than putting tampons in boys' bathrooms. period products in boys' bathrooms is like the charge that was led by Katie Stewart. That and being the most aggressively abortion state that she can possibly make, the state of Illinois.
I had Paul Nicolucci on my show this weekend, who's a Madison County board member. I remember Kevin Schmidt in here last week.
It's my guy.
Your guy. And we were just talking about, you know, how things going. Everybody's saying, yeah, it's going to be pretty tight, you know, which is good because in Illinois, they try to draw them to where they're not.
Right.
And if you have a chance to pick off seats, that's great. And he is one of those, although he's an incumbent. Jake Heaven would be a picked off seat for Republicans.
It would be massive.
It would be big. And I was really encouraged because you're just talking behind the scenes and stuff. You know, the Illinois Republican Party, they're not going to spend money on ads in races they don't think they can win. I'm getting a lot of Jake Heaven ads.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of Tax and Katie Stewart ads about how she just keeps voting for tax raises, which means they think that's a very winnable race right now.
And I get Katie Stewart ads a lot. And, which is funny. I'm like, yeah, you spent them on me. You drew me out of the district. You spend that 0.7 cents on making sure that I don't vote for I can't. But go and do the research on where the money that gets invested into Illinois' 112th state house district, where that money comes from. Because Chicago loves the fact that in what I would say is now red Madison County, they have a Democrat representative in Katie Stewart, and they funnel money in there, and then they tell her how to vote. And Katie Stewart votes the way she's told to vote. If there's something, and when I say told to vote, by the Democratic Party that is operated out of Chicago, not by the people of the 112th at all. Katie Stewart led the charge to try to keep herself from having to have a Republican opponent on the ballot. She didn't even want to have to compete against anyone. If you want to talk about actual threats to democracy, what the Supreme Court in the state of Illinois ultimately overturned because it was bat nuts crazy what she tried to do and what some of these House Democrats tried to do in the state of Illinois. She did not want to permit a Republican to be able to run against her, and she signed on to legislation to push back against that. Like, what is Katie Stewart doing for the 112th district? Nothing. Katie Stewart is the representative in the 112th because they pump millions of dollars into this race from Chicago because she is a lapdog for the Illinois Democrat Party. And they are ruining the state. A beautiful, beautiful state.
The most amazing thing to me is that, you know, how do we protect democracy? I think the Democrats get together in meetings around big tables with brunch.
I think that they sit on the floor and take their shoes off.
And they go, how do we protect democracy? Because that's the number one issue that we're going to run on this year. How are we going to protect it? Well, one way we could protect it is to change the laws that nobody runs against us.
That'll work.
Would that work? Let's do that one.
That's the most democratic thing we could do.
And if you can do it in Illinois, eventually in 10 years, they'll be doing it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
Illinois is the Midwestern test kitchen for, like, democratic socialist ideas because we're flyover country. They do some things in California. They got a lot of libs out there. But everybody pays attention to when California and New York do these things. In Illinois, like 10 years later, like, they're doing what?
Yeah. Right.
And I'm like, yeah, we know. Yeah. Especially the people in Florida who left.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still here, though. And we are hoping for a great election day. And I don't know what's going to happen. Look, nationally, we've talked it a lot. But locally, I really don't know what some of these races are going to do because I feel like there's a lot of enthusiasm for Republican priorities right now based on the economy, based on all the things nationally that we talk about. That stuff really could have a big impact locally. But I don't know if the turnout will be what I think it is. It's too hard to tell the day before.
Two out of three people in this room who talk about and have been talking about early voting for a long time intend to vote on election day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's kind of interesting. That's like scientific, right?
Well, totally. And
it's totally the scientific.
I think you
from
said
the science
too that you intended to vote early.
I was looking for an opportunity.
And I was too. But the more I tried, the more I'm like, you know what? I can't, like, soccer's going on or whatever else is happening. And I know where my precinct is. That's what's, it's more convenient for me to vote on Election Day in Illinois.
Yeah. Mine's like literally, I could walk to it down the road. And I know that I will. Nothing will stop me from doing it. Like I said, if I'm not on the air tomorrow because I had to stay in line to vote at the beginning of the show, I will vote.
Manny Fry Show.
I was going to say, I've got this, guys. You make sure you vote.
You're like, so? Anything going on?
That'd be a great open to the show tomorrow.
So
Annie's voting. We can break a little bit early here. You guys want to listen to some Trump ads?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're new. They're like closing argument ones. And I've got the video to go along with it, but it's definitely got the auditory tickle that you want to definitely have. So if you join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel to vote right now in this break on the YouTube live chat poll, are you a Trump voter, repeat Trump voter, first time Trump voter, not a Trump voter, or not a voter? We're all repeat Trump voters. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not really much to talk about with that. There probably isn't with you. You are what you are. If you are a first-time Trump voter, I would love to hear from you in the comments. Brad and Ethan, make sure you're looking to star some of those as we go through the afternoon here, and I'll read some of those on the air. But there are some very compelling closing arguments being made in ads, and they come with video. So if you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, even if it's for the first time you've ever done it, go subscribe, vote in that poll, and tell us if you are a Trump voter. Remember what I said the vote tally was before? Was it like 379 or something? Yeah. We are now up to 451 votes in that poll. So come join us there. And when we come back, we will listen to, of course, the 97.1 FM talk, some of the compelling arguments being made by the Trump campaign here at the end. And if you're on the YouTube channel, you can watch along with us and tell us, do you think they're effective? Let's go, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Witches coming down. She deserves a crown. Where is it now? Mama, listen.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Is there anything left to be said that hasn't been said? You know, like, are there people out there who have been so disgusted with Donald Trump for so long? It's like something that you just know. Donald Trump disgusts me. And then the Democrats are like, Kamala Harris, and you're like, that's worse. That's way worse. So then you're left with, what do I do? Because you feel like you're voting against your conscience if you come out and support Donald Trump. But what you have to really ask yourself is, okay, let me consider my conscience. Let me see if I can reconcile what it means to cast a vote for Donald Trump, if I know that everything that we're dealing with right now, you are living in what Kamala Harris has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really that simple. But the only way to make it better for yourself is to cast a vote for the guy who you've been disgusted with for so long. Well, the Trump campaign is looking to appeal to people who may be looking for the reason to now vote for Donald Trump. And they have a few ads out. So we're going to watch a few of these ads and see very, very simply if they're able to make that case.
What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? Look at the opportunities before us.
This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. Why are we allowing this to happen to our children? Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other.
What is going on here is deeper than politics. It is deeply spiritual. We are being called to rise above the hatred and the fear and the evil.
We need to remember above and beyond that we must love our neighbors, that we must treat other people as we hope to be treated.
You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative.
America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing!
Go where the wind that's going to make America healthy again.
I come to you today as a former Democrat. I will be a first-time Trump voter tonight.
People dreamed this country, and it's the people who are making America great again.
Well, how was that?
Dang, it was a pretty freaking good ad.
I've watched that three times, and this is the first time that I'm getting teary about it.
I was like, you look like you're feeling the same emotion I felt when I saw it the first time. I don't well up, and I welled up. That's what I want for
my
country.
You know what does it? It's. I mean, there's some good imagery in there. When that woman is like shaking her, I'm doing it right now.
That's Tulsi Gabbard.
That's Tulsi Gabbard doing that? Wearing the fatigues?
Saluting, yes.
That woman?
I couldn't tell because she's not dressed the same way. When she's going to salute and she's shaking and she's about to burst, dude, that's hard to get
through. I'll tell you where it got me was watching Elon Musk look up at that rocket.
When
he was
cool
watching
too.
That come in, because that, like, I cannot think of something that is more America than that. That man said, we need to go to Mars, and he is doing everything in his power to get us there, and he's changing the game when it comes to space travel. He's moved forward so fast, and NASA is just lagging behind. He's promising American entrepreneurship. Trump is promising that, and Kamala Harris is promising government programs. I want the entrepreneurship. I want that vision for my country.
He should have played that during the Sunday Night Football. That was amazing. That ad's fantastic.
It is fantastic. And you know what? The thing that's fantastic about it is the America part of it. It's not the Donald Trump part of it.
He's not even in that ad that much.
He bookends it, and he's the catalyst to getting... It's. I know that it's a phrase. I know we want to make America great again, and I know that's catchy, and it's great branding. And boy, a businessman comes up with and makes MAGA this huge, huge success. But the thing about that stirs you in your soul is the understanding of what is great about America. And that part is still true. That greatness still exists there. And you know that it's like just under the surface of a fresh field burn where you look around and you're like, gosh, what are we doing here? Why are we doing this? And you look around and you see, you know, the char of trying to burn what you know to be a great about America, burned down to the ground where it's charred everywhere you look. But there is this freshness, this new life that is living right underneath it, that is just waiting to be recognized, to be seen so that it can flourish. And you know that you have this ability right now, whether you love this man or not, whether you're somebody who weeps over the thought of another Donald Trump presidency, and those people exist because you've loved this man, you've seen him for what he is for much, much longer than other people out there. But there are those of you who are disgusted with the way government is being managed right now. You're being disgusted with the idea that we're sending dollar after dollar after dollar that we don't have, that your children don't have, that your great-grandchildren don't have. That money keeps being sent overseas to help people who are not having to sacrifice for that money. That we have people in government who want to tell us how we're going to live our lives, what shots we're going to take. They're putting things... I understand the idea of the original idea of woke, to have your eyes opened to how the world really is. And then the flip side of that, where they took the idea of, you know, the basic suggestion that you should understand that your lived experience is not the same as anybody else's lived experience. And the way you see the world is different than the way other people see the world. But you can look at the same world, see it differently, and come to the same conclusions. You can have basic foundational elements of agreement about what is good and right, what deserves to be protected, from very different perspectives. And the basic things that people see at you should not predefine anything about who you are. You in America, first and foremost, should be able to define who you are and what you stand for. We have worked very hard in this country, and very successfully so, to make sure that the book cover doesn't define the contents of the pages. We've worked very hard. We've shed blood over it, lots of blood over it. We're the only nation that decided we would kill our brothers and sisters over something that was morally wrong so that we could fight for a future where everybody could be treated equally. There is so much greatness in this country because of the willingness to invest in progress. And the progressives of this country are the last ones to acknowledge that. In fact, they need to snuff it out. The Democrat Party right now is the party of big government, is the party of big war, is the party of making sure that they can make every decision for you because they don't trust you to make it for yourself. They create the problem for you so they can sell you the solution with the money that they take from you. And you know this to be true. You can't afford this way of life. And they're doing that intentionally. They're making it so that you cannot afford this way of life, so that you need the government that they are willing to fund with your money so that they can have the power. And you know all of this to be true, but then you're confronted with this one final question that you can't get over. I have to vote for Donald Trump to stop this? The answer is emphatically, yes, you do. You have to vote for Donald Trump to stop this. You have no choice. So much so that people who are dramatically leftist Democrats recognize that the Democrat Party that they served in, Tulsi Gabbard, ran for office in, a Kennedy, have said, this Democrat Party does not respect what I respect about this country. And the party is just a label. It's just a label that is being used to divide people further. Donald Trump is the only hope in this election to get us back on track. You have a choice. You have a say right now. You are still in the game. You still can make a difference. You can still show up to vote, because on Wednesday, that's over. On Wednesday, we have results of some kind. On Wednesday, it's definitive. Now you can still get in there. You can still make that difference. This is an ad, an additional ad that I came across, and of course you'll recognize the narrator, Tucker Carlson.
Millions of Americans sincerely love Donald Trump. They love him in spite of everything they've heard. They love him often in spite of himself. They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns, mocked and despised by the sneering half-wits with finance degrees but no actual skills who seem to run everything all of a sudden. Whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency, and it's every bit as true right now. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge had done a halfway decent job with the country they inherited, Donald Trump would still be hosting Celebrity Apprentice. But they didn't. Instead, they were incompetent and narcissistic and cruel and relentlessly dishonest. They wrecked what they didn't build. They lied about it. They hurt anyone who told the truth about what they were doing. That's true. We watched. America is still a great country, the best in the world, but our ruling class is disgusting. A vote for Trump is a vote against them. That's what's going on in this country.
Tucker Carlson?
I have a feeling that he just did that as a monologue and they thought, well, that's a pretty good ad.
That's what Tucker does. I mean, gosh, I know. Some of you listening aren't Christians. I respect that. I understand that there is a diverse group of people listening. And I'm not preaching. Because if you listen to the show, you probably are familiar with us. All of the funny, goofy things about our lives. All of the things that we talk about or care about or joke about or whatever. But I said this at the beginning of the show. Every time I feel nervous and anxious about what's going to happen next, I put on Twitter, have you prayed for your country today? And I feel nervous and anxious about this. I have a feeling you feel nervous and anxious about this. The most dangerous thing that can happen to that nervous anxiety that I have is hope. Because people are out there, like, I feel pretty comfortable and okay, hunker down. Like, it's not going to go well, hunker down. But then there's this little glimmer of hope. And I want to implore to you, the people listening right now who are Christians, I don't want to preach to the people who listen to the show for other things. I respect you, that you listen. I'm going to talk to the people out there who are praying people, if you've ever been a praying person. Know where your real hope is. Know what your real hope is for. Pray that God would bless this country. Pray that God would bless Donald Trump. Pray that God would bless Kamala Harris. But pray that God stays at the epicenter of all of this. And pray for peace, because that's where the peace is actually going to come from. I don't even think that the results one way or the other are going to necessarily bring us peace. So if you're feeling that anxiety, pray for a peace that passes understanding. It's the only peace there really is. 2 o'clock hour, around the corner.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.